Thanks for contacting customer support. This is Maya speaking. How may I assist you?
This is Paul Weisman. I got a credit card charge here on my credit card from you. I don't even know who in the hell you are.
May I have a zip code?
Huh?
May I have your zip code?
Lady, I can't understand you. Please, can you talk a little more distinctly?
I'm speaking as clearly as I can, sir. May I have your zip code?
75072.
Your first and last name?
Paul Weisman, W-I-E-C-H-M-A-N.
Can I have the shipping address you have on file for this account?
Lady, I can't understand you.
May I have your shipping address that you have on file for this account?
My address is 917 Wilshire Court, McKinney, Texas.
Yeah, I do have an account here. I see back in May you enrolled in our sweepstakes contest to win a Dyson a Bice Hub.
Now, Maddie, that's a fraud.
A bicycle toolbox. It was back in May when you enrolled for this toolbox. The company that you went through to do the survey, sweepstakes to get a chance to win this toolbox.
Lady, that's a fraud.
Sir, are you going to let me finish the account?
I want that taken off of my account. I'm turning it over to the credit card to fraud charges.
You say you contacted your credit card company about fraud charges. Looks like back on the 27th of May, that's when you did this bike hub for a walk toolbox. You did a survey for a toolbox. In those terms and conditions, you agreed to sign up for a discount membership club.
I didn't agree. Goddamn membership code.
When you check that box, sir, for future references, and you don't have to cuss over the phone. When
fraud.
You,
I'm turning it over to the cops.
Sir, when you for future references, when you're doing those surveys online and stuff, not just for
I'm
going
to turn it over to the first thing is you can't even speak English. I'm beginning to wonder if you're even an American.
Yes, I'm going to disconnect the line because I don't like the things you are saying. It is very racist stating that you're one.